When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What was that song that we always used to sing?
Oh, oh my God, I need a painkiller.
I'm in pain now.
You know when you have like an inside joke with someone that you do only with them and then you do it in front of someone else and you realise you've done it to the wrong crowd and it just falls dead and you think, I'm never so sorry. It's like when I go proper Gloucester in a room full of people don't know me. And they're like, have you just had a personality shift?
No, babe. The other day I did an inside joke to you and you didn't even get our own inside joke.
No, which one? Oh, I hate letting you down like that. Sorry.
We always like, you know when Pete, we always say this about yes men, about how if someone was like, oh, my favourite colour's blue.
And then, yeah, no, sorry. When was that? I know exactly what you're talking about. And it went over my head.
Your head. I can't remember what we were talking
about.
Where
were
we? No, babe, I like blue too.
Oh, yeah. I think we were alone.
Were we alone?
Where were we?
Was we alone? Me and you?
Yeah, I think it was just the two of us, wasn't it?
Yeah, it probably was.
No, I remember. Because, yeah, we always do this thing where, like, if Al says, like, just now, she's talking about her new shoes. Do you want to show everyone your new shoes?
Okay. Everyone can see my new shoes now.
See your new shoes and what you had for breakfast. And she's like, I want, like, and now I want those new shoes. And like, you know, I'm going to do exactly that.
I'm going to get the exact same colour as you.
And we'll be like, no, I think maybe we should go there for dinner. And I was kind of thinking I'd have a burger. Yeah, no, well, I would have a burger too. I wouldn't have anything else but a burger if you're having a burger. But she kind of had like lined me up for that joke and I just didn't take it. That's the worst.
No, that's the worst.
When you line someone up for a joke and
they don't even get it. And I think, wake up.
Wakey, shaky.
Silly.
I'm done. No, I'm done sorry. With the silly bitch. It's so good.
Maybe, like carrying on from last week's episode about the one night stand. So I have to say,
go on.
The day after that, I just got this voice note. I actually should just play it. Just wait there. Of her. So she has this one night stand with this guy and I was waiting for the message and all she sent me was this. Hold on. Hey, this is Friday morning at 9:33.
Silly bitch. Oh dear. Silly, silly bitch who sounds like she's just come out of a sex bed.
I had to be fair. To be fair to me, mate.
Silly, silly bitch.
If you're a silly bitch listening to this, welcome to Leave a Message.
This is the podcast for the galleys by the galleys. We are basically just group admins.
Yeah, listen, we're...
We were any personality today.
Sorry, no, I was just talking to Rahana about this, about, you know, oh, it's actually quite difficult to speak and to tell stories and to be engaging. And then I fell at the first hurdle. I had nothing in me.
Shocking, isn't it?
I'm just proving how hard it is.
That people, you know, pay us to actually have a personality when we ain't got
people
none.
People paying you. We have to be paid. Who in this room is getting paid and why am I not? Sorry, something's gone very wrong. I wondered how you could afford those new shoes. I'm over here shopping at Temu. You've got your bloody specials on. I've got no shoes at all.
I can't even fucking afford them. Mental, isn't it? That people actually want to listen to this every single week. It's mental.
Yeah, it is mental. Although, to be honest, girls, I don't look at the numbers. So, you know, no one could listen and they could just be humouring us. Yeah, we'll keep recording, girls. Don't worry. Sure you got a few more eps in the bank, girls?
We're almost there. Yeah.
That's why we must, at the start of every episode, plead that you do send in your voice notes, because that's what makes this podcast so great.
Well, there is no podcast without the voice notes. If you stop sending them in, guys, we're fucked. So,
exactly. And also, talking of work, very good segue. This is now currently...
I talk of work? God.
You said this was work. We're getting paid.
Sure, this is work. Oh, this is what we were laughing about yesterday, though, about like...
No, this was silly. And actually, I feel really guilty for this because we were fannying around. If anyone with a 9-to-5 in the office would have heard us, they'd have been like, honestly, I want them nowhere near me. That is making me fuming and jealous.
Fanning around on a Tuesday afternoon like it was nobody's business. And I was like, babe, I could come to you. We could film some stuff. She was like, nah. I'm going for a walk. So
I'm going for a walk. I was like, I've got to get my nails done.
Oh, then I had to go get my eyelashes done. I thought I got nothing to do. Might as well go get my eyelashes done. My God.
What did she get done to them?
Just got them permed.
Oh, yeah. Was it an LVL?
Yeah, LVL.
Do you know what I mean? It's so silly. Listen, it's not for the faint-hearted, this freelance game. I will say that for free, though.
No, it is actually hard. Sorry, I can't even say that with a straight.
You can't say it's hard work.
It is hard.
It's not hard.
It's hard.
Look me in the eye and say it's hard.
Okay, it's not. Okay, this is what I always say. The content of it is easy. I mean, a four-year-old could do this, okay?
Yes, agreed.
I think the mentality, some days, to get up and go, is hard. I'm not saying it every day. Don't get me wrong. I'm not an investment banker.
Yesterday, I didn't think this is hard. It's not brain surgery, is it? No. Do you know what I mean? I edited one video and then I got my nails done.
Sure. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am. This is making me thicker by the day. I do have to say that.
I genuinely think I used to be quite intelligent.
Me, babe. Me too. And yesterday I looked in the mirror. You know, we have like an existential crisis and I thought, oh my God, what is happening to me? Like, I can't even string a sentence. Like, I have no, like, honestly, I've got nothing funny to say. What is happening to me? It's this job. If you want to be thick, do this.
Well, it's worrying though, I will say this, because your other job, because we do still have proper jobs, no one panic. My other job requires no brain cells whatsoever.
True, mine
does. Yours does. You're teaching the next generation. What a worry.
I'd say that was a strong statement.
Give us a fact you learned from, you know, GCSE science this week. What are you doing? Would you go to GCSE?
Teach science. No, babe, I don't teach science.
You do English, don't you?
I teach English, but English is English.
What's a hyperbole?
Exaggeration for effect.
Very good.
No, I'll teach you.
I wouldn't know the answer.
Hold on, I'll teach you something. Okay, I just learned today. I was just teaching these 7-year-old kids.
We were learning. Oh yeah, I think I could manage that. Go on. Seven. That's about my age range.
No, we were reading about ancient Egypt and about like what the gods, sorry, this is really boring, but the gods of ancient Egypt and what they all believed in. It's mental. They thought that the world was born out of the ocean. I mean, no offense to the ancient Egyptians, but how fucking stupid do you have to be?
They knew nothing.
Their god of the ocean was called Nut, N-U-T. Not. And then apparently everything was born out of the ocean. I mean, just come on, like, use some common sense.
Can you imagine Ali Mac sat with 7-year-olds spieling this off, going, well, it's just stupid, isn't it? Kids, don't you think the Egyptians were stupid? Why that? Tell your teacher that. I think it's stupid. Fucking Nut. Stupid. These kids are just like, do they call you Miss McIntosh?
Miss Ali.
Miss Ali.
They're so cute.
Sweet.
No, they're so cute.
God, we've had a lot of jobs, babe, in our time.
I always say this. Sometimes, you know, you look at someone and you won't know all the history of their life because the number of jobs that I've worked, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I have to have separate CVs for separate things.
Yeah, me too.
Because I've been in so many different, like, you know, it's just bizarre. I mean, I started off as a KP. That was my first job in a pub. I did the washing up, kitchen porter.
Sure.
Then I became a waitress. I was very bad at it.
Oh, I started a waitress.
Yeah. I'll never forget this, right? I was in the Coach and Horses in Borton. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was doing the Sunday lunch service and we had a really aggy chef. I was quite scared of him. And this woman had asked for more gravy. And she was like, but I don't want it in a jug. I want him to pour it on the plate so that it's hot. It was bizarre. So I had to take her plate back and be like, I'm so sorry, she has asked for more gravy. He was effing and blinding, fuming about it.
It's not your fault she's a bitch.
Not my fault. Not my fault she likes gravy on her plate. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, you know those plates that don't really have a ridge?
Yes!
Quite flat, stupid, pathetic. Don't know what the point of them is. I'm carrying this plate. I'm a little bit
slip
clumsy.
And slide.
I go to put it on the table. I accidentally, the gravy pours into her handbag.
What
have you done it? So bad. Yeah, that's exactly what I did. Fool! Nobody's safe here with my waitressing.
Poppy. Did you get sacked? Because the customer's always right. Do you know what I mean?
Not
did
sacked.
Did you get sacked?
No, I didn't get sacked. I didn't get sacked for that. That's not a sackable offence.
No.
Have you ever been sacked?
Well, it wasn't really...
Let go.
Yeah. I wasn't really sacked because I had done anything bad, but I had... My first job, proper job, after I left uni was in a PR agency. And I was kind of like on a... I can't remember if it was 6 months or 9 months, but like it basically was
oh, like
a
your probation
contract, yeah. And they didn't give me a permanent job.
Oh, they let you go after probation. Yeah, that stings, doesn't
and
it?
And I just thought, thank God, to be honest with you, because like it was just, you know.
It wasn't for you. No. I could imagine being you a PR girly.
Right, babe, this is a question for you. So if you weren't
doing this.
I think about this. I was last night when I couldn't sleep at 4 a.m, I was thinking, if I wasn't getting up to the pod tomorrow, what would I be doing? What is something that would set your heart on fire, but actually that you would like to do?
Oh, it's so tricky to think.
This is a bit rogue for me because I used to really think I'd be corporate, but actually now doing this, the one thing I do love about this is like the way that your mind can be creative, like freely.
Yeah.
And I think I would have to have that in my life because having it now and then knowing what it feels like to be able to operate in a creative space, I don't think I could do without it. I actually really think I would go back to fashion school.
You'd be a designer.
And I'd try and work in fashion, but like actually like learn to make clothes. Like I'd do a proper fashion degree and go back.
Really good. Because there's still time.
I know. I've still got years in me.
Maybe sack the DJing off on the side and get a sewing machine.
What are you doing anyway? Yeah.
Maybe you could do that.
No, I think, babe, I think when we're a bit more established, you know, yeah. and we've got time on our hands and everyone else to do, you know, all the things that are easy for us.
Yeah.
Maybe then I'll do that.
Good.
But also these days you don't really need, like, I don't mean to shit on fashion designers because a lot of, like, you know, the skill with it takes, like, I watch them on TikTok. It is remarkable. But like also, you know, Kim Kardashian doesn't have a fashion degree and she's got one of the most successful clothing businesses.
True, but you're talking about actually making and designing. And I bet Kim has a team that does that for her.
Yeah.
I know you think I'm joking. I would like to be a builder. I would. I would.
I'm talking every day for the rest of your life.
Yes. I'd like to rock up, cup of tea with the boys before I start. If it's sunny, wipe my top off. Then I'd like to use my hands to make something amazing, lay a wall, lay a floor, paint the ceiling. Then at like 11 o'clock, I might have a bickie, another tea, chat to the boys, I might have a fag. Then I'll go back to work, do a bit more. I'm using my body. I'm so fit. I'm healthy. Then it's lunchtime. Brilliant. Sit with the boys. I want to be with the boys. I just think you're active, you're using your body, you're creating. Imagine now there's a blank space ahead of you. A blank space.
And you've built a house.
You've built a house, top to bottom, something that flushes and the lights switch on. That's
how
epic.
I feel about clothes. You've got nothing there.
There you go, same.
What does that tell you? That we both like to create.
That we must use our hands more.
That we both like to like build something. So luckily we're building. Well, we're building nothing here.
Well, the thing is, I was very, very bad at having real jobs. I've had many real jobs.
Me too, because I just don't like to work for other people. I just think, when people ask you to do something, I just think,
how dare you?
The audacity to ask you, for you to ask me to actually do my job that I'm being paid for.
Oh, we've had this conversation before.
Disgusting.
When someone writes an email, and in the email...
I will never forget this conversation.
The amount of time it will have taken you, Susan, to write that email, you'd have done it. You'd have done it by now. And now I'm going to go and do it.
No, it's when they email you to ask you to write an email to someone. And I think, fucking send them an email, you silly bitch.
No brain cells if you're doing that. I'm sorry. You've written the sodding email. I'll copy and paste.
Change the fucking recipient and you're away.
Put on a CC.
Karen.
What
Jesus
the
Christ.
Hell? Is that? No, that... No, camping.
I'm getting irate now.
I'm getting hot.
Because I'm feeling cross about all the times that I've been wronged in my life when people have asked me to do things like that. And I just think, fuck off.
You know when you just want to go, why should I? Why should I?
Well, babe, I had a real proper job in lockdown. Did you have a real proper job in lockdown?
Kind of. I worked for a record label.
So yeah.
Sorry, girls. Sorry.
Like a fake job, really, that just like you dick around. No, I had a proper corporate PR job. And
my God. Did you have to get dressed, top up?
No.
That's one thing I will say, girls, about this industry. I've never, ever, because I worked in music, then I worked at the Beeb, I've never had to dress properly. Like, what a blessing.
I used to have to dress properly.
You've had to go corporate.
Yeah, and I just walk in and I just think, why have I had to do this? It's stupid. Everyone here is pretending that they're posh.
Yeah.
And we all just want to fucking be on our pyjamas.
No, I look at, God it's love stupid. Holes going off to work in a little blouse. I think, oh, baby, poor thing. Yeah. A blouse, no. A trouser
and
that does up, no elastic
and
band.
It's so constrictive. How can you eat anything all day?
I used to think that at school. Sorry, I'll move on soon. I used to think at school, how am I to do an exam in this uniform? I can't do it.
How am I supposed to have a bit of Colin the Caterpillar and still sit here prim and proper in my blouse and my trousers? It's stupid.
Where were you having Colin the Caterpillar? What, work?
Work.
Birthday.
Yeah. Oh, in the office I used to work in, I put on, not there's anything wrong with it, but the work snacks. And I just think, could someone stop doing that? Stop bringing in snacks. I know you're trying to be communal.
It's the only way to get through the day.
No, but
the
babe,
only way to get through an office day is to schedule your trips to the coffee machine, the printer, and the snack cupboard. That's it. And the loo. Otherwise, it's boring as hell.
Warmer, sunnier days are cooling. Fuel for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
And you can make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle and choose up to 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize your protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well balanced to feel good for the summer.
Head to factormeals.com/message50 and use code message50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month.
That's code message50 at factormeals.com/message50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, should we get a voice note then? See what they're saying, then we can move on. Hi, sorry, this is Leave a Message. This is a podcast where we get voice notes in and then we talk about them. And this week's app is all about
work.
Good.
So this is actually my mum's story, but she won't mind me sharing. My mum works in admin. She had to do this thing called a dictation. So she would listen to a doctor have an appointment with the patient, and she would basically just have to note down everything that was said. So she was sat at her desk with her headphones on and listening to this specific dictation. And at the end of the appointment, the recording was still going, and you could hear the doctor and his wife. So I'll just get straight to the point. They were having sex on his desk.
They were shagging. Just say it as it is, babe.
My mum heard this in the report, and she heard the doctor's wife calling him Big Daddy on the report. And so my mum was laughing, and she obviously showed it to her friends in the office. They all were laughing and everything. And when my mum had completed the dictation, she had to send the recording and the notes that she had made back to the doctor. And the doctor would listen to his recording, and he would check my mum's notes to make sure they were accurate and stuff. So he obviously listened to it and realised that he hadn't turned the recording off when he started shagging his wife. He sent an email around to the entire office apologising, but not everyone had heard it. So then rumours started going around, and he very abruptly left his job. And now he works at the same company that my mum now works at. And it's very awkward. So that's an embarrassing work story for you.
Sorry, I must name the galleys.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I don't know what's wrong with me. Let's go for Karen.
Okay, Karen.
Karen.
As if you have to record all the sessions.
Yeah, babe, that's what a transcriber literally...
Sorry, what about patient-doctor confidentiality? You don't want the whole office knowing where your lumps and bumps are.
Well, that is literally the job of a transcriber. That's not the most shocking part of the story, babe.
I think it is shocking that there's a fly on the wall listening to your consultations. I've said some very dodgy things in doctors' offices.
Yeah, when they ask you, when was the last time you had unprotected sex?
Yeah, well, I dread that question.
Or like, you know, all the questions, do you smoke? What, no, when they prescribe you the pill and everyone's like, yeah, no, I don't smoke. And every single doctor writes yes, because they know that everyone's lying.
No, but isn't there that thing? Holes used to live with loads of like med students, and apparently there's a certain number of cigarettes you can have a week that won't show up like throughout really? Your lifetime, and they all used to smoke to that number, to the T.
No, do you know that if you stop smoking by something like 30, your lungs can like basically completely heal?
Doesn't count.
Yeah, but literally, it doesn't count.
We don't promote smoking. It's
I
really
don't,
bad.
No, we don't promote smoking.
Sorry, have you ever shagged in a workplace?
No, I haven't, but I've got many things to say about this. Number one.
Where did his wife come from? Was she just waiting with his lunch and then popped in afterwards?
Well, does the wife work there? Because I would like to say, don't shit where you eat.
I think that's actually a really good point. Because I had that. Well.
You shout where you eat, babe. Don't be shitting on your kitchen mates.
No, it wasn't nice. I did sleep with this boy that I worked with at a bar. So it wasn't like
doesn't
a serious
really
job. But I did have to turn up to work with him. And it was all really awkward. Because it was like a one night stand after the Christmas party.
No, it is awkward. Like if you actually... working an office job and then you've got to come in fresh faced on a Monday morning and they've literally been inside you on a Friday or Saturday night, it's really bad vibe.
It's the pressure as well to then feel like you have to look good. Bit different shagging your spouse, I suppose.
But this is the thing though, like meeting your, I mean, I don't know, I've never done this, and I do know lots of people, well, not lots of people, I do know some people who have met the loves of their life at work.
I know.
But it is a difficult line to tread, especially in the beginning. Like one of my really good friends who I used to work with at my second PR agency is now married to someone that she met at work.
Really?
Yeah, but like, babe, when I say they were engaged and none of us knew.
No one knew.
No, like...
Why? Because they thought it would like alter the way everyone treated them.
Yeah, and also because he was like one level above her and...
You hate the power dynamic.
Different teams though, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But like even
we're all
still,
on different teams.
You don't want people like, oh God, it was so awkward, and then they would like work on the same client.
I bet quite sexy though, them having a secret that no one knew about and then they'd go home and just like
raunch
away.
Or like
away.
Go to the office loos and like fully like get sexy in the loos. Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't do it. That
one of my friend's sisters had this. She basically started shagging the CEO, I think.
Shut up! No!
Aim for the top, girls, if you're going to do it.
There was
go
one,
up.
At my first ever agency, the guy I sat opposite... I did think he was considerably older than me, but I thought if I was going to shag someone, it would be you, and you would get me a promotion. Obviously, don't promote shagging for a promotion, but
don't promote the casting couch.
No, but
isn't that what it's called?
If you want to shag them and they might help you, sure.
If that's just you know a bit if, of
by the by,
yeah. If that's a side effect of,
yeah,
who am I to judge?
Right.
You know, she had to leave her job though. Yeah, because everyone found out and it was really bad, and they
well,
were
why?
Like,
because
oh.
he was married.
No, he was single.
Then what's
but
the problem?
I think it was just like, oh, favouritism. Everyone felt really uncomfortable around her. And then boom, she was ostracised. She had to get out of there. It is a bit like school. You know, at school.
No, I always think that about work. Work is like adult school.
Yeah, because when you find like teachers attractive, they're not fit. You see them later down the line. You think, God, I fancied Mr. What's-his-name.
Oh, no
way. And it's the same in the office. You think...
You would think, though, you would grow out of it by the time you get to the office. Like, there's a whole wide world out there and we're still looking at Mark from accounting. Do you know what I mean?
Listen, if someone's going to process your expenses and it's Mark, then you've got to, like, give him the eyelashes. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'll tell you something.
Go on, tell me something.
My friend had a girlfriend whose dad owned the company.
Interesting.
So, Nepo, obviously she got in through the Nepo route.
Oh, so she was in the company that her dad owned?
No one knew. She changed her last name so that no one knew, so that no one would treat her different. And still to this day, no one knows her dad is the founder and CEO of this company.
As
mental.
If.
Yeah, mental. Can you put...
I'd write it on a t-shirt.
Me too.
Like, don't speak to me like Karen. Don't ask me to change the booking room. Do you know who I am? Paris fucking Hilton. Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? If you're going to be a Nepo baby, be a goddamn Nepo baby.
Say it with your chest.
And milk it for all it's worth. My God.
I get it. Like, it's very, like, you know,
oh,
what's
whatever.
The word?
Just,
very just, like, good for you. But I just think,
oh, I'm
whatever.
Kind of over being just.
If I can shag my way to the top, I will.
If I could be a Nepo baby, I would be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you saying on 50 mil? Why would I not tell everyone about it?
Sorry, I must name the galleys.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I don't know what's wrong with me. Let's go for Karen.
Okay, Karen.
Karen. Good office name,
I'd also just like to say there was this at my second agency. I worked at this first agency and then I worked at my second agency, PR agency, also in corporate PR.
Is that where you've all got the friends from?
Yeah, who actually like, and I look back on that time in my life with nothing but love because I know I knew it was never the career for me, but I came out. Like, it's really rare that this happens. I have, like, I can't remember how, like, six, I don't know how many there are of us, six or seven friends.
Like, probably eight of them.
For God. Life that I got from work. And, like, we will be friends forever. And we had the best time because we were just, like, dicking around all the time. Like, we really did no work. But apart from the friends, it was a sack of shit and it was so boring. And I wouldn't recommend corporate PR to anyone.
What is corporate PR?
You basically, like, talk to the media to get your boring corporate clients in the media. That's literally it. Like Lloyds Bank and launching a new like ISA. So you've got to like, you know,
get sexy.
Yeah, really.
Okay, got it.
Babe, do you know when we went to that Volvo event?
Yeah.
There was a guy there. Do you remember I said this to you? There was one of the influencers that was there was a guy that I had previously worked on the other end of a campaign with. I had reached out to him and his team saying, will you work on this? It was actually for Lloyds Bank campaign.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was there sat next to us and he was kind of boring.
Pinch me moment, that girl's full circle.
But I was at this agency, this is not my story, but we had to do these things like, you know, when you do like the end of year, like the most boring client, you know, like you do those like internal awards.
Oh, like funny jokes.
Yeah.
Got it.
And it was like most boring client. And basically they sent that
email to the client.
Yeah. So bad. And it was like rudest email that anyone's... And it was
that's like, actually like Poppy being like, shittest podcast we've done this year and tagging us and then just CCing us.
Babe, you missed the messages she sent yesterday.
If we do anything wrong right now, nothing happens. This doctor bloke, he's a serious man. You've been to uni for a long time. People are coming to you with lumps and bumps that need to be diagnosed. Yeah, you're shagging your wife on your desk.
Babe, I don't know if you know, but doctors do also shag.
Not at work, they shouldn't.
No, no one should be shagging at work. I'd actually like to blanket rule that. Rahana, why are you looking at me like that? I'm going to have some action in the office.
We know what happens on floor 10. In this building, okay?
I've heard the loos in there are really, really soundproof.
I just think, yeah, it's not right. If you've got a serious job, you must treat it seriously.
No, I really think this about work in general. I think when you just leave uni, you can like really get away with it. Like piss around, do whatever you want, doesn't matter. At our age.
So when you get the big girl salary, then you've got to start paying attention.
Well, that's why we can dick around.
I've never had it. I've never had it. When I got a pay rise at the Beeb, I did think, oh, I best stop going to the gym for an hour and a half in the middle of the day. Oh, actually, best stop that. I best stop driving, like, you know, doing drive-through for 2 hours whilst I'm meant to be in a meeting. I should probably stop
that. But you didn't really want that job anyway, so that doesn't matter.
By the by.
Who cares?
Hi, galleys. Greetings all the way from Calgary, Canada. So I used to be a teacher, and one day I was teaching a grade 5 student and a grade 6 student about social studies. I'm looking at the map and I'm already a hand talker. So I talk with my hand. And that day, just to set the scene, I was wearing a nice flowy sweater and a watch. And as I was talking with my hands and I was talking to these two boys, I somehow got my watch strap caught on my flowy sweater and lifted it up all the way to flash these two young boys. One of them literally let out a yelp. So that was a little scarring for me, but I'm just wondering, did I emotionally scar these boys for life by flashing them as a teacher? Let me know.
Sorry, before we get into this flasher, I just want to rewind to the previous Karen.
Yes.
Who said that his wife was calling him Big Daddy.
Oh my God, we totally missed
we
that.
We totally glossed over that.
I love a wild pet name. Really good.
Okay, I was going to go with a different angle, but not to worry.
You don't enjoy Big Daddy. It's probably quite dark, isn't it?
Big Daddy, baby. I know I've got daddy issues, but even I'm not saying Big Daddy in the bedroom.
I don't think I'd need to say Big Daddy, but I do enjoy, you know, Big Dipper. Might be fun.
Sorry, I've kissed you on the forehead and now you've got lipstick on your head.
Stop! We had a snog in a break because I needed a wink.
She looked so cute and I just had to give her a kiss. Okay.
Has it gone?
Yeah.
How embarrassing. Mom! Left a big smudge on my face.
Yeah, it's like when you
hang out with my friends. Talking about kids, love your accent, babe. Canadian hun.
Oh my God, we didn't even talk about that. You know, in Calgary, oh my God, I've been watching the TikToks about things I was shocked to when I moved to Canada. Do you know how big a moose is?
Yes, babe. A moose is no joke. Do you know they speak French?
In Calgary?
In Canada. No, Rahana, not the mooses.
They're like bigger than elephants.
Yes.
No.
I'd like to fact check that, girls. A moose is bigger than an elephant.
Can
that's not right.
Fact check. Get on
that's
Google.
Not right.
Poppy, get your pink mug. Get your pink MacBook out.
She doesn't need to Google it. She knows you're being stupid.
You silly bitch.
Silly bitch with no brain cells left.
Anyway.
Sorry, it just makes me think of my friend Anna. That's wrong.
I'm wrong.
Obviously. Very much wrong. Tell her off. Sorry.
We asked for feedback. Now we're going to get it.
So feedback from today's app. Could you stop being so thick? Thank you so much. Makes me think of my friend Anna. She's from Canada and she moved over here, lived here for years, and she doesn't have a Canadian accent anymore.
Anthony Joshua Anna.
Yeah, and whenever I impersonate her, I'll always do like my proper Canadian accent.
That's a good one.
But she doesn't sound like that. Anyway, being a teacher fascinates me. Those kids, I was a nanny, but that's different. I only had four on one. Imagine having 22 of them.
When I say you could not pay me 200 grand a year to sit and be a teacher.
You quite literally teach kids, but okay.
Babe, of a full classroom. And they're like everywhere.
Wild.
And like you turn around and then there's just another one. And like, I love kids.
Another one.
But they're just like ants.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
I'm sorry. When there's one, there's always 10. And I don't like that about schools.
I don't like that they travel in packs.
Yeah.
Much like moose.
Oh, God. Also young. Like, okay, when they get to about 8, they're tolerable.
She said these kids were grade 5 and 6. What does that mean?
Grade 5 and 6 is year...
11.
Oh, insufferable. Especially if they're boys. You don't want
to... 13-year-old boys. And she flashes her tits to them. Honestly, they won't sleep for weeks. She got her tits out for 13-year-old boys. Babe, I know you did not do it on purpose. Obviously, no. Shame. But, whoops, no shame.
You got your tits out.
You can't
boys.
Be doing that. That won't go down well on the DBS check. Bloody hell.
No, babe. If you want some stories about teenage boys, oh my God.
What?
Roy used to tell me, and I just, sorry, I actually find love you if you're a teenage boy listening. I don't think there'll be a single one, so it's fine. We can slide them off.
If there is, you must tell us because I'm obsessed.
Well, babe, they're probably learning how not to have sex from us because all we've done is give them bad sex tips.
No, no, we've told them how not to be a bad shagger.
And how not to get syphilis on your face.
Or a nosebleed.
Or a nosebleed.
Don't flip her around too hard. That's what I'd say. Not my fault. Why is Raw hanging around with 13-year-old boys?
Well, when he was a 13-year-old boy.
Oh, sure.
Babe, he was better. Like, my friends, and I won't name them because I will get deleted from every friendship group I actually
Well, you
have.
Wanted to get uninvited from a few weddings.
Yeah, maybe this is my chance. Okay, let me dish the duck. No. I was like, when did you really feel horny? He was like, as a 13-year-old boy, you're honestly thinking about sex probably every, like, a minute. You're probably thinking about it, like, once a minute.
Once a minute?
Maybe that's an exaggeration. Like, every 10 minutes, you're thinking about sex 3 or 4 times. He was like, you would just literally be sitting in class and you just get a stiffy. How bad? Imagine like not being able to do anything without thinking about sex. Or like, a female teacher would walk in and like, even if they're minging, you just get a stiffy.
What would you do? Honestly, you're looking at your teacher.
You're looking at, yeah.
You're a teacher. You're looking at her, you're learning, you're thinking, concentrate on the content, boys. And then she catches her watch on her sweater and she pulls the whole thing up. You would combust.
Oh, babe, and all of those boys would have put their hands immediately over their pants.
Poor her. I hope babe, it was girls.
And he was also saying that apparently, like, teenage boys, like, they'll... wank into, I don't know why that's so disgusting to me, teenage boys wanking. They'll wank, but like, he went to boarding school, so like they'll wank into their sheets and then like, the bathroom is like a communal bathroom that's far away. So they just have to like do with their sheets. And then like the next morning, the matrons will come and they'll be like asleep in their cum infested sheets.
Well, as you know, I dated a man in the military and it's very similar for grown men. So actually, it's not that weird, apparently. They'd be in communal dormitories and you just, you're away for months, you've got to wank. And they would just do it in bed.
But I do think they're thinking about sex every three minutes.
No, sure, nor how to shag their teacher. Because that is wrong.
Oh, that's bad.
Bless her. How do you go back to Parents' Day, imagine? Parents' Evening.
Well, you can't.
You can't.
You've got to change schools.
It must be so bizarre, your workplace being a school.
I always think that. Imagine going to school and thinking, I'm working for these children. These mini people.
I don't work for you, Jimmy.
These people are my bosses. These
That's crazy.
Mini humans.
No, my cousin's partner, Lee, God love him, he is a teacher and an amazing teacher, I can imagine. I haven't been in one of his classes because he teaches biology. Why would I care to? Maybe chemistry. Don't know what he teaches.
Maybe you should, babe. You might learn a thing or two.
Maybe it's physics. What does he teach? I think he does biology.
Wait, biology is like biology.
Yeah, I think he does biology.
Okay.
Lee? I never listen when you talk, clearly. But he tells me...
What does he talk about?
Well, he tells me these stories. He is at an all-boys school and they've just started getting girls in sixth form, and they've had to kind of like prep the boys for the girls coming in. Like, it's quite sweet. And they've had to do proper talks with these boys about like how not to lean into Andrew Tate and stuff. Like, it's a really important job. Like, we joke and it's like so silly, but actually you're raising the next generation. It's very important.
No, it's no joke.
It's no joke.
It's really no joke. Being a teacher is no joke.
Sorry, we've been such chatty Cathy's today. We've only done two voice notes. Whoops. Sorry about us.
Oops.
Oops. Let's recap.
Karen won.
Yes, Karen won.
You must actually listen more.
An eavesdropper.
I have to say something.
A professional eavesdropper.
I actually reckon I could make a living as a professional eavesdropper.
You'd be very good at it.
I am the font of all gossip. If you...
Actually, I'm going to pull you up on that.
Oh.
You rarely listen.
I'm rarely listening to you because what you're saying is not interesting.
Rana earlier was trying to give you clear instruction and you were fanning around in your inbox.
No. I was actually ordering my shoes, which is way more fucking important.
Whatever Rana was saying.
And they're actually now sold out, by the way, because you made me stop, okay?
Rana, it wasn't your fault, it was me. I told her off.
No, actually, you can all suck a dick, okay?
Sure. Big daddy.
No, I'm not listening to like the everyday. I could go and eavesdrop as a child of a divorced parent.
Yes.
I'm telling
a
you now.
A professional eavesdropper.
If you need me to be in a sticky spot, listening through doors, through walls, under the door, up to
she'll
the
wall, do it.
I will do it. And I will get all the goss. And I say to people, whenever I ask people, what's the goss? And they say, I haven't really got any. I think, well, do better.
Listen. Tune in.
Eavesdrop.
Yeah.
Be places you shouldn't.
Well, Karen won, clearly very good. What I would say about that voice note is maybe don't shag in your workplace. I don't know. Who am I to judge? But I think
especially
probably avoidable.
If you're a doctor. I mean, I know that doctors have personalities, but you can't be shagging in your clinic.
Not in the office.
Imagine if you got injected with something in
Do you think it was on the bed? The creaky, sticky bed?
No, that's not creaky, those beds. They're quite...
Been on many. Shagged on many. They're not creaky. Don't worry about it.
Well, he probably had to change the... You know that big loo roll that they put out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The big loo roll that the waxy lady has too. That's my star of the week. Karen number one.
Yeah, me too, because epic.
Because I can't give star of the week to a woman that flashed 13-year-old boy.
Oh, babe. God bless you. Jeez.
That must have been mortifying and I'm so sorry. I have never got my kit off at work by accident or intentionally, but I can imagine. Babe, I did show Fran a nipple on set the other
Oh,
week.
Yeah. That doesn't really count, babe. We've been supposed to start a lot naked and they're not really bothered. They couldn't even... Honestly, they couldn't even care less. I just think, hello, we're naked.
What do you want? That's some attention.
Yeah. Just think, look at us and they're like, whatever.
Give us a compliment then on
look
the
nipples. Look at my brown nipples.
So good. Thank you so much for telling us your work stories. If you have any more voice notes about anything at all, like quite literally, there are no limits on this podcast, as you're probably starting to realise.
Yeah, we'd like all the juicy, the gory, the disgusting, the sticky.
The funny, the sad, everything in between.
Oh, I'd like some sad ones.
Yeah, I think we could do a sad ep now.
Never had... Babe, very good.
Right, if you're feeling sad right now...
If you're feeling desperate...
Yes, destitute.
Desperate, yeah, right, good. If you were feeling like her...
Depressed.
6 months ago, when she was bawling her eyes out about her breakup...
Amen.
Send us a voice note, okay?
You want to... If you're at rock bottom, that's when you pick up the phone. I'm only half joking.
Well, I'm not joking one bit. If you're feeling really, really in the dumps, get your WhatsApp up right now. We'll put the link in the bio. And you best get sending us a voice note, okay?
Thank you so much for listening. We've been Ali and G. You've been the Gallies. This has been Leave a Message.